Lesson 3G. Exercises 1 and 3.
Here are some different personality traits that a best friend might have. And a question for you to discuss. Talk to each other about the advantages and disadvantages of having a best friend with one of these personality traits.
What do you think about having a best friend who's ambitious?
Well, I guess the main advantage of having that kind of friend is that it might be catching. If you're lucky, your friend's ambition might rub off on you and make you a more ambitious person too.
You might be right. But I can also see a problem. The downside of being best friends with someone who's ambitious is that they may value their dreams more than your friendship. I can see them dropping you in the end.
I suppose that might happen, but only in extreme cases. Friendship is all about supporting each other. And if it's a best friend we're talking about here, then surely you'd be happy for the other person. If they achieve their aims, that would be a cause for celebration for both of you, not just your friend.
Perhaps you're right.
Let's move on, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
What about having a best friend who's hard-working?
For me, it's a plus. If they're hard-working, they won't mind helping you if you're stuck with your homework, for example. You'd probably do better at school if your best friend was hard-working, as they would motivate you to work hard as well.
That's one way of looking at it, I suppose. But I think there's more to it than that. One major drawback of having a best friend who works a lot is that they might not have time to see you. They won't be free in the evenings or at weekends if they're studying all the time. You'd probably end up drifting apart.
I don't think you would, actually. In general, people with this quality don't only work hard at their job or their studies. They tend to work hard at everything. That means they would also make an effort with your friendship. So they would be bound to make time for you at some point.
That's true.
What about having a self-confident best friend? I can't see anything wrong with that, can you?
No, I think it would be fine. People who are self-confident are often quite adventurous, so you'd end up doing lots of interesting things together. To be honest, self-confidence is a quality I admire in a person, and I can't see any problems with it.
I tend to agree with you. The only difficulty I can see is if your friend is a bit too assertive. You know, they're so self-confident that they start trying to boss you around.
But if they did that, they wouldn't be your best friend, would they? You'd get fed up with them and stop seeing them.
You're absolutely right. So, it would be a good thing to have a self-confident best friend.
I think so, yes.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide.